Blog Talk Radio.
From out of the east, New York City, the wind carries the cry of the Razuli.
How's this for a wishful thinking? A compliment, a blessing. May this next stroke you get be that of genius. How's that? That's not cursing your enemies, right? That's complimenting them. How you doing, boys and girls? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. You know, all that glitters is not gold. How often have we heard that? And my priest in church this week talked about a flash in a pan. Do you know what a flash in a pan is? Do you know what a done deal is? I'm going to give you a little. I love these things. You know, like smart as a whip. You know where that comes from, right? Nothing smart's like a whip. Yeah. But a done deal. The guy's name was, I think it was James Dunn. D-U-N-N-E. And he put together Wall Street. He got all the financial institutions together. He created Wall Street. He put the whole package together, and it was called a done deal. The flash in a pan that my priest mentioned was goes back to gold mining days. That when you took the pan and you filled it with gravel, you know, you scooped gravel from the riverbed, the gold would flash. So you see, you learned something new today, right? But what got me thinking about it? Oh, and he also mentioned that abortion is an industry. He called it the industrialization of abortion. And he's right. It's, you know what? It's a real crime. The only thing we can make money in today are vices. You think about it. The biggest industries in the United States, they're all vice industries. The casinos, they all make a bundle, and the government takes a cut. As a matter of fact, in New York, if you want to play the numbers, you got to call the blind sheikh in Albany. Abdul Rahman is taking the numbers. And poor Governor Patterson, he's in a prison cell wearing an iron mask. It's really sad. But the good news tonight is that Aditi, what's her name, Schnorra, upstate somewhere in the beautiful Adirondacks, dropped out and joined the Democrat Party. Oh, isn't that something? How's that for being a sore loser? Well, I don't know why anybody should fault her. I mean, Arlen Specter did the same thing. And what's his name will do it if the price is right. He's going to be on the Price is Right. Lindsey Graham. Yeah. And can I get a buy or a sell here or what? Yeah. But the subject of... I know what it was. I was listening to Steve Malzberg. And I started to say, all that glitters is not gold. When you see a pretty girl on Fox, you automatically assume as she's a conservative. But she's another Didi Hallapalooza there from upstate New York. And her name is... Lisa Weasel, and she's got a book. If you get the Fox, you get a book. Oh, if I could only get the Fox. But my legs aren't. I do have nice legs. I could, if they just did it under the table shots, I could beat out some of those girls. But Fox does have the Foxes. They have the best looking women. But Lisa Weil is a disappointment. And you know, all of these girls, they all have law degrees. There's not an accountant in the bunch. And the only accountant that can be trusted in Washington is the one that Sarah Palin is sending. And she's going to send What's that guy's name up there, upstate New York, who forced a Democrat to come out of the closet? A Republican Democrat. You know, I'll tell you what, that showed me. That showed me there's a lot of rats in the Republican Party that they just couldn't, they didn't qualify as Democrats. Well, Democrat, there's no such thing as a Democrat today. The last Democrat was Harry Truman. God bless him. May peace be upon him. Harry Truman, an average guy, took three shots in business. One, oil drilling, and he failed. A haberdashery shop, and I forget what the third one was. And he never gave up. He was beaten. He was beaten to the ground, and he climbed back up again. And here's a self-made man. A really, truly self-made man. A good man. And the slogan that I like that he says, that he said, that it summed it all up for me. If a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? And you take a look at Kennedy, a Clinton. You take a look at those guys who dumped on their wives. Went down the aisle and took a vow to love, honor, and obey, and then they took a dump. And now they're all paying for it. Jack is with Ted, and Bill is with Hillary. So, having said that, I'm sorry, man. I got it. I grew up on Sleeping Beauty and Nancy Pelosi and the Poison Apple. I grew up where one vow, one lifetime. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. I guess they broke the mold when they made me. Actually, what it is that I have a nurse who feels sorry for me. She's a living saint. I call her Super Mom. I'm going to buy her a cape for her birthday, and it's going to be embroidered. It's going to say Super Mom as she flies around the house. I tell you something, other men would put a contract out on me for living too good. Thank God. Somebody up there likes me. That's a Rocky Graziano story. But anyway, Paul Newman played him in a movie. Paul Newman made some good movies. His salad dressings weren't that hot, though. But you got to give him credit. He ran the gauntlet of life, too. And we all do run the gauntlet. Those Iroquois are lining up on us up there right now. So I was talking about doing a dump, and I was thinking of Larry David. And Malzberg and Lisa Weasel is... They're saying that with Larry David, Malzberg is pro-Catholic. He might as well convert right now. He'll you know what? He'll be free from original sin. He gets a bargain, and he does love his son. His son is his life, and God bless that. God bless that relationship. But Lisa Weasel is argued with Malzberg about Larry David, that he's a fine person and he's a wonderful person. Yeah, and what's his name? What's the guy that went berserk and couldn't stop saying the N word because two guys were talking while two guys were heckling him. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, Kramer. He went berserk. He lost his marbles. He had an N-word attack. That happens sometimes to people. It's like a death wish. Yeah, they go to the Baby Grand and 125th Street, and they run into the bar and say the N-word. It's like the time I took my liberal friend to the Redneck Lounge, and I ordered a round of drinks to all these Confederates, and as we were toasting Robert E. Lee, I said, "Oh, by the way, my friend here, he thinks that all rednecks make love to their sisters and have no teeth." And you know what happened? He looked just like them when they got finished. Hey, just as they threw him out, they put a bandana around his neck. I think it was a bandana. It was red. I'm cracking up tonight. Jimmy from Brooklyn, I got a message for you. You got to call me, baby. You got to call me. We got to start educating the American youth who have no idea what it means to be a communist. And we got to start doing anti-communist classes and the history of communism, both in the Soviet Union and in the United States, where it's much stronger today than it is in the Soviet Union. Yeah. But going back at the dumpsters, so there's Larry David. And I'm saying to myself, Lisa Weasel, she's defending Larry David. He does the same thing to the Jews. That's great, isn't it? That's great, yeah. He makes fun of the Hasidim. Oh, okay, yeah. But let me tell you something. I'll tell you who he's not going to make fun of. He isn't going to make fun of the Prophet Muhammad. Good blessings be upon him. No, you know why Larry won't make fun of the Prophet Muhammad? I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't want to jump in a cab in New York and see his picture next to Hakim, the Hakim's hack license. Yeah. And all of a sudden, he sees that there's no handles on the doors. And he's going to paradise. Yeah, that's why Larry David, the dauntless Larry David, he's going to be very careful who he stabs in the back. But I said to myself, and Lisa's going, well, you know, first off, when was the last time you were in a bathroom and saw a picture of Jesus in the bathroom? In my whole life, I never did that. If you put a picture of Jesus in an Irish home, they would throw you out the window in the bathroom. You put a picture of Jesus in the bathroom. The only picture I ever saw in the bathroom was Osama bin Laden. And they just used it to cover the toilet seat. Yeah, but let me tell you something. And you never saw a Torah in a bathroom. And I'll tell you something. He just made a mistake when he did that. Yeah, let me tell you something. If he had made a mistake and did that to a Torah, you know, he accidentally wiped himself. Tomorrow, as soon as the sun rose, there would be 500 moils spitting out what was left to him into the Hudson River. Yeah, Larry's very brave when it comes to kicking a nun when she's down. Yeah, stick to your own religion, Larry. Stick to your own religion when you want to mock something. And you know what? Yeah, just dance around the golden calf one more time. Yeah, if Moses came down from the mountain and saw Larry David, he would have to make up one more commandment. Thou shalt remove this man from the earth. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? HBO sucks, and I got to cancel it. And Molesberg reminded me they did a couple of other crap things. And Larry David did a couple of other crap things that I wasn't aware of. So I got my wake-up call. HBO is finished. As soon as the next bill comes in, that's it. We're paying it, and they're gone. I don't want to turn on my TV and see two guys kissing and then have to call up and say, hey, look, I was just watching my TV, and there's two guys kissing. I want that off my cable bill. Oh, no, that's part of your package. Well, I want the package off. Oh, no, you can't do that. We'll turn off. We'll black you out. Yeah, so what do I do? Just don't watch it, but pay the bill. You mean I got to subsidize this crap? Are you kidding me? What is this, the United States government? Yeah, we're subsidizing crap. That's what we're doing. Yeah. You know what cracks me up? They say $60 billion in Medicare waste. How do they know it's exactly $60 billion in Medicare waste, Medicaid waste? How do they know that it's $60 billion? You know what they say? If you see one rat, there's a million. So what happens if you see 60 billion rats? Yeah, don't tell me it's $60 billion. Hell no, man. I know a guy that got a $5 million reward for just one case, one issue of Medicaid fraud, Medicare fraud. One issue. Can you imagine how much goes on? My next door neighbor worked for an eye doctor. Do you know how much money this eye doctor makes? A good eye doctor is worth his weight in gold. But it wasn't enough for him. He wanted his weight in diamonds. And one day she went to work, and the FBI was closing up his practice. The guy had a gold mine. But he wasn't satisfied. You know why? Because the government made it too easy for him to steal. The Japanese have a saying, a man is honest until he gets the chance. And it's true. I go around asking, I'm doing a little survey, and I say, what percentage of people do you think are honest? And the question is, I got answers like zero. What grade of honesty are you talking about? And I went to school, and a little old nun who hasn't got the price of a shawl today, sitting in her home waiting for Jesus' call, gave up her youth, gave up her life so that she could help kids learn to be honest, and would teach you that if you took your neighbor's pen, you stole. And they always told you, did you bump the line in front of your neighbor? Love thy neighbor. And those nuns were the ones who really built character in men and women. And God bless them, and I miss them, and I wish we had them today. It's really, they were the backbone of the country. They were the builders of humanity. Fantastic. And if you find one today that's of the same mold, worship the ground that she walks on. They became brides of Christ, sacrificed everything, took a vow of poverty to educate your children. Sometimes they were the mothers that weren't there, bringing hope to the helpless. And what does Hollywood do? They spit on them. They rape them in the movies. They have parades where they're pregnant. Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane, didn't she play a pregnant nun? What a perfect role model. Who would you rather be like? Who would you like rather you have your daughter be like? It's really sad. And for a spermatozoa like Larry David to mock my religion in the name of comedy. Don't give me that comedy excuse. You're not funny when you do that. You pee off a lot of people. And I'll tell you, if you did it in my neighborhood when I was growing up, there would be 50 Irishmen lined up looking for you. They would hunt you down like the dog you are. And like the song says, may the lumps on my stick raise the bumps fast and quick. You would have been shillelied, pal. You and Opie and Anthony, they would have found you in your little studio, and you would have become part of the wallpaper. Yeah, but America has lost its gonads. America has been eunuched. America no longer has men. The lawyers did it. The ACLU did it. They threaten you with a lawsuit if you say but. So now we're all sheep. A nation of sheep. And Savage sometimes he plays bad. You ever hear him playing the herd? Yeah. It is sad. It is really sad. If America doesn't get its two big Liberty Bells back, and presidents don't have them either. Presidents. You think there's a Harry Truman out there today? His son has just introduced a book, his grandson. And he's a writer. And he was bragging about his grandpa and his grandma. And he used to write his wife two letters a day when he was away from her. One in the morning and one in the afternoon. And I always thought that he loved her more than she loved him. And he was crazy about her, and she was crazy about him. And I heard the son talking before I went to work, and he was critiquing his book, and he said that they were pack rats, the Trumans. They never threw anything out. And he said, if you went to the attic, you had to walk through mazes of all kinds of documents and stuff. And one day, Harry Truman came home, and his wife was burning in the fireplace like 1,350 letters that she wrote to Harry. And he says, why are you doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. Think about history. And she said, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. But he was a gutsy guy. I heard a story once. He got a traffic ticket in New Jersey. He got pulled over by a state trooper after he was out of the presidency. And the state trooper... You know how you walk up, you don't really look at the guy, and he all of a sudden he seen it was Harry Truman, and he goes, "I'm sorry, sir. Don't worry. Go ahead." He goes, "No, write me the ticket. I broke the law." How's that? Write me the ticket. I broke the law. You know why he did that? He did that for that trooper. That wasn't for him. That was for that trooper, so that trooper would remember that he had a clean boss. That America had a clean boss. And you can't say he didn't have guts. And he took crap from nobody, including the guy that the critic of his daughter's singing. But he didn't delegate somebody to go break his legs. He just sent him a letter saying, "If I ever run into you, you're gonna need a lot of beefsteak and a truss." And we don't have Harry Trumans today. We don't have America First presidents. We have me first, and how much am I gonna make? And I understand that George Soros has been to the White House 7 times since Obama bin Laden was crowned. And I said it at the beginning, the day that President Obama was inaugurated. He's going in with 1.4 million. Let's see what he comes out with. And Bill Clinton, reportedly made $137 million. That's what he shows on the books. In politics. It's not bad, right? You start out in politics and you have a government job. And meanwhile, some GI is coming back from Afghanistan because the strikers that are over there are not as updated as the new strikers that are saving legs and arms. And some GI is in an old striker on patrol, and he's losing his legs and arms. And being burned, sometimes over 80% of their bodies. And we got a guy that wants to hold off on making a decision till after Corzine loses in New Jersey. And that's one good reason to get rid of Corzine. Corzine should not be allowed to survive in New Jersey. And I guarantee you, as soon as he loses in New Jersey, he's leaving New Jersey. He has no use for New Jersey. The speed limit is too low.
The taxes are too high.
And as a matter of fact, if he stays in office, I guarantee you that if you have a driveway longer than 10 feet, they're going to put a toll booth on it. All right, let me give you a tune. Did I say enough? Did I make my point with... all that glitters is not gold. So some of these golden girls, you know, they say one thing on Fox because Fox has a conservative image. But I wonder now just how conservative they really are. You know, the lips can say anything, but the heart does not lie.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
From out of the east to New York City, the wind carries the cry of the Razuli. Oh, my beloved, rise up. Touch the eyes, touch the lips. No, don't touch the lips. Put your ear to the ground. Listen for the Americans coming. Happy anniversary, U.S. Marine Corps. Bugle, sound boots and saddles. Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book at .com. Abu Tom, the American fundamentalist, we put the fun in fundamentalism, is your host today. And the first thing we're going to address, as soon as I can put on my cheaters, is every American should do one tour of duty in military service. The citizen soldier is our best asset, and we're wishing the U.S. Marine Corps a happy anniversary. And here's the news. Republican Aditi Escozavaza has dropped out of next Tuesday's New York 23 special election because her name was too long to fit on the ballot box. Yeah, good move, and I hope good motive. Thank you, Sarah Palin. She was the first one to stand up for the conservative candidate. The rest of the sheep fell in line, except for Canute with his Viking helmet. Yes, the eloquent spokesman for the Republican left. Yeah, he's an undercover leftist. Yeah, he's just shown his true colors. He endorsed a pro-choice witch. So, having said that, let me continue with the news. And thank you, Sarah Palin. Somebody sent me this alert. 75% of America rejects Frank Lautenberg from the baby-killing state of New Jersey. 75% reject his gun ban. Yes, he wants to ban guns in case pregnant mothers want to fight back before the extraction process. Yeah, if 75% of loudmouth Berg's constituents want to keep their gun rights, then he is not a representative. He's a dictator. Fire him now. Here's another headline. United Nations launches investigation of human rights abuses in the United States. Well, I hope they go into battered husbands first. Best of newsreel blog. My question is, why don't they investigate African rape charges by the UN party animals? How about investigating Mohammed Baradei knowing about the nuke Israel facility in the holy place, Qum, Iran, and the other three new locations they haven't announced yet? How about allowing a dog and cocaine sniffing of diplomatic pouches? How about towing away UN cars in New York with suitcase nuke diplomatic plates and immunity? How about we stop paying dues until American business gets UN business? Did you ever try and get UN business, you filthy American dog? Just send in the money so we can party. In what many are saying, in an unprecedented effort, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is making an 11th-hour attempt to influence lawmakers to amend the health care bill. It's the death care bill. I just gave it a new name, the death care bill, which they are calling seriously deficient on the issues of abortion and conscience. I always liked when the left used to say, you know, the reason we had to pass the kill a kid bill was because back alley abortions were killing too many innocent people. Since that, we've done away with the back alley abortion. Now we kill them in the front office in the display window. The effort seeks to educate the Catholic faithful through a Sunday bulletin insert and asks Catholic citizens to contact their members of Congress. I didn't see that bulletin this week. This comes after letters to Congress, although my parish priest in chief called. He said he was describing abortion before Roe versus Wade. He says now that with Roe versus Wade, they've industrialized abortion, like an industry, and it is an industry, and there's a lot of good money to be made in it, and a lot of that good money goes to politicians' pockets. This comes after letters to Congress by bishops have been largely ignored. Oh, you mean they're getting the Tea Party treatment? This comes after letters to Congress by bishops have been largely ignored. Pro-abortion Catholic speaker Nancy Pelosi, she's a Catholic. Did you know she's a Catholic? Yeah. You know who else was a Catholic? Henry VIII. Has been one of the biggest obstacles. As a matter of fact, he held the title that was given to him as Defender of the Faith. And when they introduced the Queen of England, that title has been passed to her. And they announced that when they announced her titles. Catholic speaker Nancy Pelosi, it should be anti-Catholic speaker Nancy Pelosi, the grandma, only her kids are allowed to live, have been one of the biggest obstacles to the introduction of a pro-life amendment by Representative Bart Stupak. Guarantee you Bart's a Republican, and he's probably on the Republican watch list by the liberal Republicans. You know that woman up in upstate New York who's pro-gay rights and pro-killing kids? Do you know that she was classified as a moderate Republican by the media? You know who else was classified by the media as a moderate Republican? Jack the Ripper. So, why do we spend money on killing kids, more money on killing kids than on killing Bin Laden before he aborts 100,000 Americans, which has always been his quota? And think about this. He went for 100,000 at the World Trade Center. He only got 3,000 if you count the 200 unborn kids who died with their mother. The media will tell you only 2,800 died, but that's more than died at Pearl Harbor. So 9/11 is the greatest military defeat in the history of the country. And it was done by a guy in a cave in a mountain. You think about that. Can you imagine how powerful he's going to become when he gets those Pakistani nukes? Which Obama's going to give him during negotiations. So, just think about that. Oh, and so Obama went for 100,000, he only killed 3,000. His goal is 100,000 a hit. Now, you think about this. We kill more American kids in 1 month than Obama has managed to do in 8 years. How's that? You know why? Because child murder is the law of the land. And if you ask Chuck Schumer, what about killing all these kids? He'll tell you it's settled law. We have to move on. Archbishop Dolan has penned an op-ed on Catholic bias, which he submitted to the New York Times, but it was rejected. The Archbishop explains in his blog posting that the paper has been printing a series of anti-Catholic stories. So the Archbishop of New York is calling the New York Times an anti-Catholic hit team. And Dolan says that while baseball is a national pastime, sadly America has another national pastime, this one not pleasant at all, anti-Catholicism. He cites several examples of these stories printed by the paper on his blog. And I responded by saying, I stopped buying the Times when they refused John McCain's campaign editorial, telling him he had to rewrite it. Now even my parakeets won't let it in the cage, bottom. Today's Times is the new Pravda, and why you would be supporting the Times, you're only paying for people to write about how you're going to be put in chains. And as we all know, the abortion business is about money. And this week, the group Children of God for Life, who for years has been educating the public on the unethical research methods used by some pharmaceutical companies to derive vaccines from aborted fetal lines, announced that Neocutis, a biopharmaceutical company, is using aborted fetal cell lines to produce several of their anti-aging skin creams. The list of products using the cell line include BioGel, Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-E, BioSerum, Prevedem, BioRestorative Skin Cream, and Lumiere. Only a public outrage and refusal to use the products of these companies will deter others from doing the same. So here we come back to the CVS issue. A Catholic girl is working the counter, and somebody brings to the counter an aborted fetus to make their face look good. in cell form, and the girl refuses to handle the sale. Can she be fired for treason against the government? Isn't it time all political champagne contributions from special interest groups be posted on the internet? Wouldn't you like to know who hurts us the most? A dollar sign, how much, wasn't... who hurts us the most? And by how much? And then show a dollar sign. Wasn't there a horror movie about restoring a vampire using young blood? Speaking of bloodsuckers, have you canceled HBO yet? There is an anti-American, anti-God, anti-country network that only wants... It should be called the Depravity Channel. And they do it with humor. See, that's the latest assassination. As a matter of fact, if the media was reporting the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, they would laugh it off as saying that John Wilkes Booth was a comedian. Representative Patrick County, a dirty dog from Rhode Island, oh, that's a Democrat, has agreed to meet Richard Jenny. I caught him one night, and he was making fun of C-SPAN. And he was playing the role of a drug addict with another drug addict, and they were watching C-SPAN for laughs. They were watching the Senate, getting high and watching the Senate. And the guy goes, oh, there's Ted Kennedy. And he goes, and his buddy goes, oh, he's a dumbass. He goes, no, that's Democrat Massachusetts. Representative Patrick Kennedy, a dumbass from Rhode Island, has agreed to meet with his local ordinary Providence diocese, Bishop Tobin, to discuss the health care bill. Tobin requested a meeting with the Catholic lawmaker after he criticized the church's opposition to the bill. In a letter to the Catholic congressman, please, do not give this guy the word Catholic. You know what I mean? Don't do it. Don't do it. Say pseudo-Catholic. Unintentional Catholic. Yeah. Let me see where we are here. After he criticized the church's opposition to the bill. Tobin wrote, as Congress nears agreement on a final bill, I believe it is important that you are provided with specific facts about the Catholic Church's position on this critical issue. And my response was, first, kill some of the kids Kennedy can't even get a political job in mass grave Massachusetts, like Hanoi John Kerry. That is how bad he is. He has laterally transferred to the home of two other flag burners, Thomas Carper and Lincoln Chapstick. When he is sober, he shows for work and introduces 10 amendments to the 10 Commandments. The reason he lives in Rhode Island is St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. I also don't trust the boys in purple, those princes of the church who sell Kennedy annulments. My church was built by poor hands, one paid for brick at a time. When I see a cardinal blessing Le Cirque restaurant for a $600 free meal, while a falsely accused Monsignor, charged in the media with pedophilia, dies alone of a broken heart, I don't hear feed my sheep. Especially when he breaks bread with Woody Allen, Pinchy Salzberg, and Mayor Bloomingdale, who's dressed as Robin this Halloween, because he saved New York City from crime. The only sinner missing at the banquet was Henry VIII. And here we go. Catholic lawmakers continue to carry the torch for gay rights groups by lending a hand to destroy the integrity of marriage and the family. Two Catholic governors have voiced their support. Please don't say Catholic. They're not Catholic. Stop counting. That's like saying that that Arlen Specter is a Republican, that Olympia Snow is a Republican. Don't say Catholic. Joseph Stalin wanted to be a priest. Fidel Castro wanted to be a priest. Come on, don't say Catholic. Where are we? Okay. Yeah, so five additional U.S. representatives have signed on to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. Many years ago, a pope refused to annul the marriage of a saintly woman who took her vows seriously to love, honor, and obey in the presence of God. Her spouse broke all the vows of heaven and earth, and then caged Catherine of Aragon, and murdered 3 fresh brides to satisfy his ghoulish desires. Later he died of syphilis, but only after destroying Catholicism in England. The Irish paid a heavy price, in blood, for his lust. Today, priests and nuns are mocked in the media. The scourge begins once again. Radio talk show wizards like Opium and Alimony broadcast live sex acts from the back of St. Patrick's Cathedral and get a media Kennedy pass. Where am I here? Broadcast live sex acts from the back of so-called artists get government grants to piss on crucifixes. Musical harlots mock virginity while wearing crosses and taking our Blessed Mother's name in vain. Atheistic golden calf Oscar worshippers give awards to communist actresses playing pregnant nuns. Now the godless want to compare sodomy to marriage and, like child murder, make it the law of the land. Haven't we had our fill of Gomorrah's ACLU legislation? How soon before the knock on your door and beasts demand that you send out your children so that they may know them? Does it have to be your door before you stand and say no to bad laws? Now let's talk about my favorite subject, the election coming up shortly. 446 reps and about 33 senators are all up for re-election. You weren't happy with Bush, and now you're unhappy with Obama? It's not Obama. It is who owns him and who surrounds him. Remember one of the most powerful men in the world, Howard Hughes? In the end, no one knew if he was in control or being controlled. So it is with Obama. We cannot afford to suffer a terrible loss, financial or military, to find out we were sold out. Based on what we have seen so far, we must curtail the power of the wrongdoers. We must break the stranglehold on freedom. We cannot allow this communist junta, run by czars, to control all 3 branches of government. Neither party deserves to lead because they have both failed leadership 101. If you want to curse the darkness for 3 more years before you forget to get even, get them now. Send a message louder than the shot heard round the world in 1776. Let's send the shout heard round the world, and that shout being, "You're fired!" Take a dandelion into the voting booth and play "He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not." Fire the incumbent regardless of party. Time's up and get out. Get your crap and get out. Vote for anyone but the office holder. I guarantee you, when you call the new guy or gal, he or she will personally answer, "Yes, my friend." And he won't turn your mic off, and she won't have you removed. They won't label you a T-ball nut or a senile old bastard. So if you agree with my proposal, leave your right turn signal on, making a slow left. Do it now, and your grandchildren will sing your praises, instead of cursing the day you were born. And here's one from Investors Business Daily. The article is "Dialogue Trumps Honduran Law." Diplomacy, the restoration of a president with dictatorial dreams in Honduras, is being touted by the administration as a triumph of dialogue. Aren't they great at word twisting? In truth, it's just old-fashioned Yankee interventionism. And then it says, read more of the article. And I say, we gave Poland back to Putin. We gave Czechoslovakia back to Putin. Georgia and Ukraine are next. Then Taiwan again to Red China. And Israel to Iran. But do we have to give Honduras back to Castro as if every Honduran was Elian Gonzalez? Why do we betray the little guy to appease the big guy? Who kills us every day in Iraq and Afghanistan with AK-47s and IEDs? What's next? New York back to bin Laden? And who kills us with AK-47s and IEDs is the Russians and the Chinese. You think about that. And you want to know something? The one man that we don't want to mess with is the one that we're directing all our efforts with, an understrength military in Afghanistan. We're going after a farmer. We're going after a poor and lowly farmer. and we're going to kill him and burn his crops to keep the Taliban from taking from him by force what was his to begin with. Instead of helping that farmer fight off the Taliban and let him grow what he wants and buy the goddamn crop. Buy it. A lot of people can use painkillers for legitimate legal reasons. But if you make war on the poppy farmer, you will never come out of Afghanistan with a victory. Here's today's lesson. Never argue politics with your children. First off, you have no credibility, you're only their father. You were not a college professor who smoked weed and sold himself at Woodcraft. Oh, soiled himself. You were not a Peace Corps draft dodger who helped Jimmy Carter grant amnesty to Bill Clinton for war crimes and hard currency. And speaking of hard currency, how did you like that 200-point gain on Thursday? The experts were serenading the bull market rise, and then came the bear on Friday. You ever hear that saying, sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you? It was a 250-point drop. You know why? Bears like dumps and bulls hate picadors. Back to the kids. The topic was Israeli oppression of the Palestinians and land seizures by Hasidim, who are exempt from the Israeli draft. The prime argument was the land does not belong to Israel. It belongs to Palestine since the 1900s. I asked, what happened to 70 AD when the temple was destroyed by the Romans and they used the temple of Jerusalem to build the Colosseum? That is a few years before the Dome of the Rock. I was told that does not count. Then I was accused of robbing the Indians. I thought I came up with that $24 and a Dutch treat. And then I flashed back to an article that said, the Indians never owned the land that they sold. It was a Powhatan Ponzi scheme. Yeah, sure, and Peter Minuet had a wooden leg. So, I got to get more facts to bolster my argument, so I turned to the all-seeing CIA eye. If you want to check out a country and get a little handle on it, you can always do the CIA fact book. They have a lot of good information there. Take it for what it's worth. Here are some facts, and I got a map of Israel, and the area is comparative, is slightly smaller than New Jersey. And land boundaries total 1,017 kilometers, border countries Egypt, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, West Bank. And they're surrounded by enemies. Coastline 273 kilometers. Maritime claims, continental shelf to depth of exploitation, territorial sea, is only 12 nautical miles. Some people are out 200 nautical miles off their country. Geography. Note that there are 242 Israeli settlements and civilian land use sites in the West Bank. 42 in the Israel-occupied Golan Heights, 25 in the Gaza Strip, and 29 in East Jerusalem. And the Sea of Galilee, and that's information based on the year February 2002. Sea of Galilee is an important freshwater source. Isn't that something? It's the same sea that Jesus used to take water from. Population, 6,199,000. New Jersey has 8.5 million. So does New York, 8.5 million. And note, this includes 187,000 Israeli settlers in the West Bank. I try to find out how many Irishmen live in the Negev Desert. Back in the 50s, I read an article that said that the Brits took Irish troublemakers and they exiled them to the Negev Desert in Palestine when they controlled it. But I couldn't find anything on it to verify what I read back in the 50s. But I thought there was like 5,000 Irishmen in the Negev Desert. When Israel fought for independence, of course, they went with Israel. So, 187,000 Israeli settlers in the West Bank, 20,000 in Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, 5,000 in the Gaza Strip, and fewer than 177,000 in East Jerusalem. Military manpower. Military age is 17 years of age for compulsory. Jews and Druzes, D-R-U-Z-E-S. And voluntary, Christians, Muslims, and Circassians. Military service, both sexes are eligible for military service. They have a conscription, 36 months for men, 21 months for women. Military manpower availability, males age 15 to 49, 1.5 million. Females, 1.5 million. Military manpower, fit for military service. Males age 15 to 49, 1.2 million. Females, 1.2 million. Military manpower reaching military age annually, 51,000 males, 53,000 females. Military expenditures, not that much money, guys. $9.11 billion. Well, I'm sure somebody can tell me how much we give them. Disputes, international West Bank and Gaza Strip are Israeli occupied with current status subject to the Israeli-Palestinian interim agreement. Permanent status to be determined through further negotiations. Golan Heights is Israeli occupied. Lebanon claims the Shaba Farms area of Golan Heights. Refugees and internally displaced persons, 276,000 Arab villages displaced from homes in northern Israel. Illicit drugs, increasingly concerned about cocaine and heroin abuse. Isn't it funny how heroin always comes up? It's an economic decision. Drugs arrive in country from Lebanon and increasingly from Jordan, money laundering center. Now, Palestine is the size of Delaware, landlocked. This entire region has been in wars. Now, this is my opinion. This entire region has been in wars back to 5,000 BCs. More conquerors have passed through this area than anywhere else on Earth. And then I cite the periods, a Paleolithic and Neolithic periods. That's 1 MYA-5000 BCE. It used to be BC before Christ, but then the ACLU got in there and changed it to before the communist era. 3.2, Chalcolithic period, from 4,500 to 3,000 B.C., and the Bronze Age from 3,000 to 1,200 B.C., the Iron Age from 1,200 to 330 B.C., they were taking a lot of iron vitamins. Hebrew Bible period, Persian rule, 538 B.C., Hellenistic rule, 337 B.C., that came in with Alexander the Great. Hasmonean dynasty, 140 B.C., Roman rule, 63 B.C., Byzantine, Eastern Roman Empire, 330 to 640 C.E., Islamic period, 630 to 1918, Arab Caliphate rule, 638 to 1099, Umayyad rule, 661 to 751. They don't use A.D., they use a C.E. Abbasid rule, 750 to 989. Fatimid rule, 969 to 1099. Crusader rule, 1099 to 1187. Mamluk rule, 1270 to 1516. Ottoman rule, 1516 to 1831. Egyptian rule, 1831 to 1841. Those Egyptians, they party too much. It's hard for them to hold on to anything. Ottoman rule, 1841 to 1917. An Arab invader looked at Egypt. He sent his scouts and asked his men to report back. And you know what they reported? The women are very beautiful and the men love to dance a lot. And then we have 1920 to 1948. You see, they don't use A.D. They refuse to recognize Jesus. They refuse to use the Gregorian calendar. 1936 to 1939, Arab revolt in Palestine. Then World War II in Palestine, and the end of the British Mandate was 1948, and the U.N. partition in the 1948 Palestine War. So here's a few questions I had. Did you know Jews and Muslims teamed up to fight crusaders? Did you know the Dome of the Rock was destroyed once in an earthquake? What politicians in their right minds believes we can end this conflict? Not since David the Israeli slew Goliath the Palestinian has there been peace in the region. Boundaries change like socks. It is ironic that the population of Israel is very close to the Holocaust figure. It is also ironic that the Persian king Ahmadinejad wants to kill all Esther's wedding guests. I believe the Muslim world would accept the annihilation of all the Palestinians if it meant the removal of all Israelis simultaneously. I do believe that. Sorry, guys. It's one man's opinion. We should be sending an undertaker in place of a peace broker. If Israel loses, so does Palestine. And then we can go back to Cain and Abel and start all over again, unless Noah shows up with a new ship. Maybe that is who returns before Elijah. So when my kinder, the product of Catholic education, says, whether they liked it or not, whether it says 1942 began the Israeli stealing of Palestinian lands, I say, once there was a Jewish temple where a 12-year-old Jewish boy was admonished by his loving Jewish mother and his hard-working Jewish father for leaving a caravan to preach in his father's house. I say, we have to go back beyond the age of unreason. To those who say, I have the keys to this house, I say, show me the curtains. The world is full of spoilers who say, take from the rich and give to the poor, but my pile is untouchable. To those who say, this house belongs to this Palestinian, I say, dig deeper down and you will find a menorah and a mezuzah. The peaceniks will say, give back the land you took when we tried to kill you during your high holy days and failed. You are not fair to take the Golan Heights from where we can rain down rockets on your children. If you had a mad dog on a 20-foot chain, the sign should read, keep back at least 25 feet. No Israeli hijacked a plane to make a point. No Israeli wiped out an Olympic team in Germany with a hand grenade. No Israeli seized a cruise ship and executed a Jew in a wheelchair just for being a Jew. No Israeli slit Danny Pearl's throat in the name of peace on video. No Israeli slit the throat of an Israeli policeman and showed the crowd his blood on their hands. The excuse the American communists will give is that it is only a small warring faction of peaceful Islam. Well, that small faction does a lot amount of damage. From the Philippines to Holland to Tanzania to Kenya to Madrid to London to 911 in New York. What is that small percentage figure? 76% or 80%? Peace-loving could be a message of peace over the intercom of a hijacked plane that goes like this. Relax, everybody. All is well. We're returning to the airport. In the meantime, Mr. Piano Man, please play me When Irish Eyes Are Profiling. Beware of free puppies who talk a compromise. They are playing Barzini. McCain endorses Obama again. This guy is Kennedy Light. This is almost the end of the epistle. Do you know who Faustino Apostle is? No? Oh, you forgot 911. He's the first name of 47 on an American flag in my church, along with Fireman Chapura, who survived the Lebanese barracks bombing that killed 241 Marines. Al-Qaeda finally got him on 911. The second attempt, the first was 1993. Under the watchful, defensive eyes of President Pinocchio Pants. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. SOAP is the core letters, Spirit of America Party. And we'll say a little prayer for the troops tonight who are waiting for reinforcements.